Listening 1. The Art of Storytelling.
Good afternoon, everyone. I hope you all had a good weekend and have lots of stories to tell, because this week we're going to look at the art of storytelling. We'll talk about what makes a good story. As I talk about this today, I'm going to be using ideas and examples from a talk by Ira Glass. Glass is one of the best storytellers alive today. You can hear examples of Glass's stories on the public radio show This American Life. Glass tells us that the first ingredient for a story is the anecdote. An anecdote is a story in its simplest form. It's a sequence of events told in order. First this happened, and then that happened, and so on. Told like that, the story sounds very boring. But according to Glass, a story about even the most ordinary events can be interesting. Listen to this example about a man leaving his house. There's a man leaving his house. He comes slowly downstairs and goes to the closet. Slowly, he gets his hat and coat from the closet, puts them on, and walks toward the front door. He looks back once toward the kitchen, but it's dark. There's no sound. So he opens the door and walks ever so slowly toward his car. What makes this interesting? As Glass says, there's suspense in it. It feels like something is going to happen. It's like being on a train that has a destination, and you feel that you're going to find out something. A good anecdote also has what Glass calls the bait. In this situation, the bait is the thing that catches your attention and makes you interested in the story. It often makes you ask a question. In this story, the bait is the repetition of the word slowly. It raises the question, why is the man moving so slowly? The listener is curious and wants to find out the answer. As a storyteller, you constantly raise questions. It's as if you are inviting the listener to think of questions, and then you answer them as the story goes on. Another important part of the story for Glass is the moment of reflection. This is the main point of the story. It answers the question, why am I asking you to listen to this story? It isn't enough to have a good anecdote. Glass says that if a story doesn't make you think about or reflect on something, it isn't a good story. So, let's go back to the example about the man leaving his house and see what we can do with it. Let's see if we can imagine a moment of reflection, the main point of the story. First, can anyone tell me who this guy in the story is and why he is so slow about leaving his house? Yes, Adele, why don't you answer this question?